Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. He has so much to say to his people. And he has so many people that believe him. And we all can be a necessary blessing for someone. Never doubt what God can do in your life and throughout your life. The faster you cooperate with the Lord, the more of a blessing you can be. And those that follow through with his plan, they are sowing. I want to explain something about sowing. When you go about doing good, there's a future attached to it. There are great rewards attached to it. And when you use wisdom in your life and pray according to God's wisdom, according to God's word, you will have better outcomes. I have watched for years, and many Christians, they don't do anything for God. They don't do the greater works because they're so distracted trying to patch their lives. Some people never learn to master their emotions. They're always frustrated, always depressed. They make poor decisions. They get tired. Life is hard, dreary. And the people around them make the same kind of decisions. It's like they're always climbing out of a hole from one situation to another. They don't hold good jobs. And if they do, there are always somebody in need around them to pull them back down. Not because they are evil, but because their decision-making process is so poor. And without the wisdom of God, we're not going to do well. The Lord even said without him, the people would bow down under the prisoners. Now, it takes the life of God being lived on purpose in order to master life. The people of God, Jesus thoroughly equipped us to master our lives. And we have to put thought into what we do and how we do it. And every day God gives us opportunities just like he gives us rain. But the suggestions of the enemy and the negativity of people, which stems from the enemy's works, people feel like they can't go forward. And then they think it's up to God whether they go forward or not. When you love God, that's a lot. And if you're willing to do right by people, and not complain, but do the right thing. Do good, you know, if you're an employee, do good work. Don't be the one that's slacking. Don't be the one that's slothful. You know, Paul said, walk circumspectly, not as fools. Think about what you're doing and how you're doing it and what a difference you can make if you did it the best way. A good attitude goes a long way in this situation. If you have a good attitude and you're trying to do the right thing, people can tell and they appreciate it. And some people are fault finders. They're aggravated in life and they aggravate others. But what you have to do, you have to rise above the snake line. You know, there are people that's going to have to be negative. You're going to have to be positive. You're going to have to rise above the negativity. And Jesus shows us how to do those things. He shows us the way to do the things we need to be doing. He is wise. He knows what to do, how to do it. He knows how to be a blessing to people. And he'll help you rise above. Now, the difference of life is so much better as we receive what Jesus said in the Sermon on the Mount. The Sermon on the Mount and the Sermon on the Plain, they're the same message. But when we hear them, that can help structure our lives. What Jesus said to the seven churches, that will give us, that'll keep us from falling and failing, and we'll be thriving in life. That's the things he said to the seven churches. That's the way to secure your life in love and also thrive in any situation given. Whether you have a job or your own business or whatever you're over, it can thrive. It can do what it needs to be doing. If it's a ministry, it can thrive. The key is simple. Just follow God. That's my main message. Follow Him. He will show you what to do. Now, in practical living, people think that their lives are up to God, and God won't give them a good job. He's trying to make them humble. If God wants you, God don't make people be humble. That's something that they do on their own. And He'll bless our lives. He'll help us go forward. And He'll open the door so you can get a good job. And He can close the door that's going to destroy you. But He loves us. And people, He does everything out of love. He don't go around deciding, well, I'm not going to give her a job because she, she'll get in pride. You're going to have to decide not to get in pride on your own. And you're going to have to decide to do it God's way on your own. You're going to have to decide, I'm going to love God. These are decisions that His people make. Now, Jesus is helping His people make those decisions when you listen to Revelation. But I went to a church, and I've seen many churches the same way. The people are barely getting along. Few people have good jobs. Some people have a job. They're not being educated, and they're not trying to get a better job. And they have a lot of problems because of it. But God has greater things, but it takes His wisdom. I asked the Lord to teach me how to live. I wanted to know how to thrive in life. And always look, what do you have? What are your interests? Think about how you want to live, how you want things to go. And sometimes it just, the Proverbs, they are full of wisdom. The Ecclesiastes, it shows you wisdom against the world system. Proverbs show you how to thrive in life while you're here in the world system. And you have to include God in your thought process. Loving people is a great part of all forms of success. You have to love people. That was my key thing. Everything that I learned from the Lord. I learned many things after I endeavored to love people just like Jesus was saying. And I didn't think I could do it. I knew I was going to have a problem loving people because people can be so contrary. And I asked the Lord to teach me how to love His people consistently. Not just in the prayer room. Not just when I'm at church and I'm supposed to do what's right. I'm talking about when you're out there in the world where everybody is doing whatever they do, saying whatever they say. I want to make sure that I can love people no matter how they treat me, no matter what they do. And see, a lot of people, they can't keep a good job because they get so offended, they look over their shoulder and see somebody else being treated better. And they feel like they're being treated unfairly. Instead of just doing that job, that's going to happen. You got to understand, those are the kind of things that happen out there in the world. Some people don't like you as much as they do others. What's the big deal? And they're going to treat others better than you. And sometimes, somewhere, somebody's going to treat you better than they treat others. And it's going to offend somebody else. You're not going to get the money that they promise all the time. And I knew this. And people, you can forget, if everybody got to treat you like a pampered prince, then you're not going to get too far in life. Some people just don't like you. It's not the end of the world. Love them. I can't control how people feel about me. I can love them. And I'm talking about sincere love, like according to what Peter said in 1 Peter. I can love them. I will love them. That's my responsibility. And if I don't like the job enough, I'll find a better one. But until I find it, as long as I work wherever I work, I'm going to work as under God. And I've always done that. And I've had some pretty rough jobs where they didn't treat me right. And they didn't tell the truth. And they didn't do right by me. But I did right by them. And the Lord always promoted me. What you do every day can be powerful. Hear me good. What you do every day, if you love them, that'll get your eyes off yourself and your sad situation. You're taking the high road. You're doing it God's way. And I know people, they fall out with everybody. They fall out with people they need, and then they can't go as far. People are not going to be perfect. Sometimes you just have to be patient with them. I've seen people, they have a good job, they're paying their bills, they don't have a problem financially. But because somebody disrespected them, or because somebody didn't do right, or give them the raise they felt like they deserved, they want to leave. Because the going got tough. And then when they do, they always complain about what, and Satan always set them up for the same trap, and they always fall for it. And then I know, at the same time, I know people that see all the same thing happening to them or worse, and they don't do that. They just do it, they mind their business, they pay their own bills, and they thrive. And eventually the people that tried to hold them back retire out, and they end up having the job that they had. You don't have to yield just because you don't have to quit just because things ain't right. The Word of God will give you these skills. If you love people, and loving people helped me understand a lot from God. And when I asked him how to love people, I learned things about people, and I knew he didn't have to tell me that they're not going to treat me right. I knew that. I experienced it. It was my job to love them. Now, when I drew near to the Lord, the main thing I studied was the Sermon on the Mount and my favorite scriptures here and there. And I said, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do like Jesus said, do. Whatever happens, I'm going to handle it biblically. And eventually, I always came out ahead. I had a job. I was out of mechanic school. I was young. They didn't know what I knew. I had finished school. I was good at it. I built my own engine. And I told the bosses what I could do, but they didn't. They had me washing cars and parking cars at the Chevrolet dealership. And I got tired of waiting and being lied to. And every day I was frustrated about it, but I didn't have a bad attitude toward them. I worked as under God, like I was supposed to. Then I said, Lord, I want my own business. I'm tired of being lied to. And I didn't know that it was going to happen so fast. My plan was to save up, get some tools, get a truck or whatever I needed, and then go in business. And one day, they just let me go. The business flow that I was doing, I was in glass and trim, and I did all the comeback work, not comeback work, but recall work, and it just stopped coming in. They let me go. God was intervening. He closed that door because he knew that I was ready for my own business, even though I didn't have all the tools I thought I needed. I had some tools. I had enough to get started, and I had a car. A car, not a truck, a car. Ford Maverick, and a box of tools, a small box of tools that could fit in the trunk of my car. That's what I started my business with. I had a bottle jack. I didn't even have a floor jack. And within 1 year, I had a truck, I had a toolbox. In a year and a half, I had an air compressor on that truck. I had jack stands, and I made it. It was difficult. It wasn't easy, and I paid all my bills. And eventually, I painted the truck. Everything, you know, I did it. I did a lot. In 2 years, I had a good business going. Wasn't the best business in the world, but it was mine. God had promoted me, and I made more than I did in that dealership. The first year I did, anyway. The second year, I didn't make as much because the chain parts stores popped up, and it was harder to get parts. The more professional parts stores, they closed and they sold that business, and it was harder for me to get parts. So I made it. There are challenges out there, but your attitude, the way you live, the way you think, the way you love others is the key to having greater success. And then, even if you're on a job and you make good money, knowing how to manage it, learning how to manage money and how to, you know, if you want, the first one step you can take in managing money is look at all your options. What are you doing? What are you going to buy? Sometimes it's better to buy a good car, for instance. And sometimes it's more beneficial to buy a new one. You just have to weigh the options. Older cars need parts and they need maintenance, and you have to be able to fix them. You won't have much of a car note, but you're going to have to put money aside to keep it in good shape. A lot of people, they ruin their cars because they don't do the maintenance. Now, these are practical things, but they help. If your car has oil leaks, the chances are high that you're going to ruin your engine. It's going to get too low in oil. That happens all the time. People let their cars get low in oil, and they suck air, and it destroys the motor. Then now they need a motor. They still got to get to work every day and pay for it if they owe money on it. But now they got to get a motor, and that's not easy to fix because some people are not good at it. You have to look at the options. If you're mechanically inclined and you know how to maintain an older car, fine. That'll be good for you. If you don't understand cars, it's better to get one that has no trouble than a warranty. But the practical living, God will help you make those kind of decisions. You have to put thought into everything and include God. The Lord, you know, the word says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not unto your own understanding. Trust in him with all your heart. And lean not unto your own understanding. One reason that scripture is so valuable is because God thinks of everything. And we think in part. We think our thoughts are shaped by what we've experienced. But the Lord thinks in depth. And the Word of God gives us better wisdom so we can make better choices. Now I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to move in your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus is our Lord.